This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A group of 14 residents will help Denver decide how to use its new climate sales tax. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Climate advocates, academics, nonprofit leaders, and others will serve on Denver's Sustainability Advisory Council. The group will consult the city on how it can reach its climate goals. It will also help create a 5-year plan for how the city will spend money from a climate sales tax that was passed by voters last year. Councilmember Paul Cashman will represent the group on the city council. Its first meeting is in May. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Federal prosecutors have charged another Coloradan for taking part in storming the U.S. Capitol in January. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
According to the FBI, the 32-year-old Trinidad man, Jacob Clark, entered the Capitol and confronted police officers. The arrest affidavit shows several alleged pictures of Clark inside the building. The document states he was identified through his cell phone records and with the help of a friend. His charges include violently entering a restricted building, obstruction of law enforcement, and engaging in physical violence. Clark is one of several Coloradans arrested for their alleged roles in the riot. He is out on bond and will have court hearings in Washington, D.C. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Coming up, Columbus, Ohio has a long list of local black people killed by police, including cases in which the victim posed no threat to officers. Widely supported efforts to reform the police department may be faltering. We'll have that story for you in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Like other organizations throughout the past year, the VA healthcare system has moved its mental health services online.
COVID has definitely, I think, put a challenge and kind of thrown a wrench in there for our veterans and also for our community at large.
More about how veterans are finding community through virtual support groups. KRCC's Elena Rivera has that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver will be mostly clear tonight, lows 35. Colorado Springs, a chance of thunderstorms, lows 30. Pueblo, chance of showers, lows 35. Grand Junction, mostly clear, also lows 35 degrees. This is CPR News.